This is PGA Tour Countdown. And welcome in, everybody. Frank Bassett joining you. It is the Open Championship, the 151st Open Championship, and we are coming to you from the Media Center with some interviews, as we always do, week in and week out. But this is a special edition of PGA Tour Countdown, since this is not exactly the Barracuda, okay? We are not really covering the Barracuda this week because the Open is so big. We will cover the Barracuda for you Monday after the Open Championship and after the Barracuda has completed. So with that, let's get to it. Some real excitement this week. This is Saturday. Okay, we're coming to you Saturday, a different edition of this show, to give you the post-round interviews after what was a very, very exciting round for Mr. John Rahm, of course, a 63, first time it's ever been done at Royal Liverpool. Nobody's even shot a 64 there. So this is the first in an Open Championship. So with that being said, let's get to Tommy Fleetwood, John Rahm, Cameron Young, and maybe a little Brian Harman in there too. What do you think? Here we go.
Is that the best round you've ever played at the Open?
Yes. That's the best round I've played on the Lynx golf course ever. Yeah. Well, it felt just as good before.
Yeah.
You know, hit a great putt, lipped out on one, good putt on two, good putt on three, good putt on four, made the putt on five, and another good putt on six. So they were all feeling good. It's just those early holes that were maybe the scoreable holes the first few days because of the wind conditions, today were a little bit more difficult. And it was starting on, maybe not 10, but it was starting on 11 when everything became downwind and it became a lot easier, right? So the wind conditions is what made the course change a little bit.
You say it's easy, but actually executing what you did
easier.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, 11 through 14 was playing straight in off the left.
Yeah.
The first few days, and he was down off the right today. So it was a much, much easier stretch of holes.
How does it feel to play your best ever links round? I mean, that's quite a big statement.
I mean, I think it stands for itself. It's pretty obvious. My lowest round on a links golf course, and it's an Open Championship, right? So. Also the lowest round shot on this course. I mean, it feels really good, but it's a lot of work to do tomorrow.
John, did you set a target on Friday night, what you thought you could set, and was 63 something that you decided in the realms of possibility?
Never thought about a shot. The job today was to come out and give myself the best opportunity I could. Whenever you get a birdie, just thinking about one more, that's simply all you can do.
Are you thinking at all how the heck did Brian Harman get to 10
yesterday? No, I mean, we've all seen good round of golf, and we've all played it, so I could imagine how he did it. You know, he played really good golf, and then you have a couple of breaks that you need to go your way, and he did. I mean, it's that simple.
Before today, did you know that nobody had shot lower than 65 here, and now you're low of the
Yeah, I heard it. I heard about it, yeah.
Is it the relief of not playing with Rory, half
joking? Yeah. No, Rory has nothing to do with it.
Hitting hard together.
No, Rory, I mean, it's just who you're playing with, that's about it. Well, I mean, I can tell you right now, I wasn't the only one thinking that. Couldn't walk off the tee, and I mean, I don't know what else to say.
For those of us who have never shot 63, what does that feel like when you're coming down the stretch and you know you're going to post the ball?
I don't know how to say it exactly. It feels really, really good, right? But we practice so hard, and at least a lot of us expect certain things, and it's almost like, okay, it gets to a point where it's like what you visualize in your head, and it's like what you see is supposed to happen, right? Like, oh, if I do this properly, I'm gonna hit it here, maybe do this, and it doesn't happen often where, you know, you see those shots come out and all those shots come out the way they're supposed to and put them in the spot you're supposed to, right? I know it's weird to say, but it's like you see everything the way it's supposed to happen unfold, and that's very unusual.
What was the line on 16? Did you feel like you had a good chance at that one?
On one, the putt?
Yeah.
I got really lucky on the angle. It was a fairly straight putt. It had a little bit more pace than I would have liked, but I think it would have maybe gone 3 feet by the hole, but still, I mean, found the hole.
John,
first 2 days you looked frustrated a lot. Was that because you
were... To be fair, I look frustrated very often, so...
But did you feel that you weren't getting your rewards in the first 2 days, and so did you feel that something like this might happen, or did you have you just played a lot better today?
No. I was playing good golf, and I knew what I was capable of. I was frustrating because the shots that it was basically mistakes that I made. Right, that was it. I gave up the shots that in major championships are very costly, and that was mainly it. That's what I was feeling. Right, I knew I was playing better, and I knew my swing and my game felt better than the scores I was shooting. Right, I mean, yesterday's finish isn't an example. Right, I'm 2 under, hit the fairway on 18, have a chance to finish 3 under and make a stupid bogey from 30 yards away. Right, so that's just a little example of it. Today was the complete opposite, obviously. Well, it's a lot of golf to go. So honestly, I'm just gonna enjoy the afternoon with my family, and that's about it. There's nothing to be done, right? I feel like I've done a lot of good work the past few weeks, and I've done a lot of good work this week as well. And again, I've done what I needed, which is give myself an opportunity. And yeah, I mean, I'm gonna go eat, see my physio, and enjoy some family time before we go to bed. I mean, nothing special.
Why do you think you're able to stay more patient, John?
Just before you go, Johnson.
Why do you think you're able to stay more patient out there today?
I think I'm a lot more patient than most people believe I am, to be honest. It's just I show my frustration a lot more than other people. That's about it. But I'm extremely positive on the golf course.
So you didn't do anything differently?
No, what does anything to do? What should I do? I mean, what else do I need to do? I mean, I can't carry momentum if I'm making bogeys, right? So it's there's nothing different between the player that was there yesterday and today. Not one difference.
John, apologies.
Last question now and then that's it.
Thank you. Just before you go, just to give context to your 63. Seve never shot 63 in Open. I think you might be the first Spanish golfer to shoot 63 in Open. It's a huge historical moment when you put it into that context.
I'd rather win 3 times and never shoot 63. I hope that answers your question.
Thank you.
Okay, folks. I want to talk to you about bird dogs. I'm not talking about the kind of dogs you hunt with. I'm talking about bird dogs. Bird dogs make you look good. Bird dog stretch khaki shorts are designed to fit slimmer through the thigh and the leg, giving you a truly sculpted look. Bird dog shorts do the exact same thing as Lululemon, but fit way better. They fit way better than regular shorts that are made of a stiff, restricting cotton. Bird dogs fixed this issue by inventing cloud knit fabric that looks just like khaki but stretches, so you get a way slimmer fit without having to sacrifice movement. Bird dogs uses anti-stink sweat wicking fabric. That's anti-stink sweat wicking fabric that keeps you cool and dry all day long. Okay? I have them. I wear them. I love them. You got to get them. Go to birddogs.com/PGA tour, that's 2 words, for a free Yeti style tumbler with your order. That's birddogs.com/PGA tour for a free Yeti style tumbler. You won't want to take your bird dogs off, we promise you. Well, you may have to take them off once in a while. You got to wash them every once in a while, right? I'm telling you, all kidding aside, I love my bird dogs. Wear them every day.
What worked today? What was the difference?
The difference from, I don't know. I feel like I've played very similarly all week. My iron play's been great. I've just hit a lot of greens and given myself plenty of chances. And honestly, I've putted really nicely too. There's a couple short misses in there that are annoying. But I don't think it's... I think the greens are just a little tricky in places. And I feel like I've really had pretty good control of my game on the whole.
Cam, I know you got to kind of do your own thing, but yeah. How difficult is it when you got Harmon and just kind of pushing ahead? I mean, how does that... You know, you're on the chase. You know, Rahm obviously put the number up early in the day. And how difficult is that to try to stay with your game and just keep grinding?
Yeah, it is difficult in general. I think out here it's in a sense almost easier because you have to be so on top of it just on this golf course. I think it's the kind of place where if you lose sight of, you know, where you need to miss or what the correct shot is at any point, it can bite you very quickly. So that's almost a blessing, I think, that it's difficult and requires a lot of your attention. But tomorrow will be just, obviously, Brian looks like he's going to come in, you know, five or six ahead of me. And in that case, I think you just kind of have to see how the first couple of holes play out tomorrow, and then maybe you start aiming at some things you might not otherwise. But, yeah, tomorrow we're going to plan on the same plan of attack as the last few days and kind of see where we are through a few holes.
How much do you tap into last year going into Sunday?
I don't know if it's particularly last year. I've had, you know, I've been near the lead plenty. So it's just a general kind of building of evidence and experience that I can lean on. Obviously, playing links golf, I think, is different, and I think it's fun. So it's not so much leaning on that as much as just I was excited to get over here and play. I really enjoy this kind of golf, and I've had a good time playing this week.
Is this about as calm as seaside golf gets? When you hit these firmly high shots, mm-hmm. is there any wind way up there?
There is, until our last, I think, four holes today, there was still some wind, and the wind is very heavy here, so even a 5 or 6 or 7 mile an hour breeze can make a 20-yard difference, especially if you're hitting it up in the air. But those last four, it was weird. We were trying to find some wind, and it really wasn't there until there was a little in our face on 18, which made it play very long. But yeah, it's almost strange when it's that calm out there.
How important is it for you to be in the final group right now? It kind of hangs in the balance. Do you like seeing your guy?
I don't think it matters one bit.
So you don't care if you're in the second group chasing?
It doesn't matter to me.
Cameron, can you recall reeling somebody in from when you started the day way behind in your amateur career? Or
honestly, no. They probably have somewhere, but I can't remember if I have or not.
Is there a sense of confidence knowing that last year you did go out, shoot 65, you mm-hmm. eagled the last hole, like you can do it on this stage?
Yeah, for sure. I think that kind of goes back to my comment before. I've done that a few places, and honestly, I've had a little bit of a rough like couple months. I've made a lot of cuts on the number. But if you go back and look, I've like made one or two birdies in the last two or three holes, or at the U.S. Open, like three great pars in a row to make the cut on the number. And I feel like mentally being able to do that with the golf that is hanging around the cut line is really something I feel like we've been able to build on as I've started to play some better golf. So I feel more in control of my game and equally as in control of, you know, my mind and kind of that little extra level of focus and intentionality that you have in those situations.
Yeah, so you've had a pretty good 3 days here. And,
yeah.
And this, you know, Brian is five ahead of you right now.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously you're not playing with him and haven't seen what he's doing, but what does that tell you when you look at 12 under right now, as well as you've been playing and you're at 7 under?
I'm guessing he's putted pretty well. That's about the totality of my analysis.
Do you know him fairly well? Or?
A little bit. He's always been nice to me. I don't know him particularly well, but I've spoken to him here and there.
As a guy who hits it as far as you do, can you appreciate what he does, given that he doesn't?
Yeah, I for sure. I mean, he's a tremendously talented golfer. He's been out here a long time, and he's won I don't know how many times. I know the last was 17 or something I saw. But I feel like he's not someone to back down. And with the lead he has right now, it's not necessarily going to be up to me tomorrow. So it's just really time for me to focus on myself and see where that gets me.
Hey, folks. Frank Bassett here. Got some news for you. If your business earns millions or tens of millions dollars of revenue, stop what you're doing and take a listen. Because NetSuite by Oracle has just rolled out the best offer we've ever seen. Okay? NetSuite gives you the visibility and control you need to make better decisions faster. Get ahead of the competition. Make them better and make them faster. And for the first time in NetSuite's 25 years as the number one cloud financial system, you can defer payments of a full NetSuite implementation for 6 months. Deferred payments for 6 months. That's fabulous. There's no payment and no interest for 6 months. And you can take advantage of this special financing offer today. NetSuite's the number one because they give your business everything you need in real time, all in one place, to reduce manual processes, boost efficiency, build forecast, and increase productivity across every department. I've been in business a long time, taking a couple of companies public, And let me tell you, we didn't have NetSuite in those days. We had different software. If I'd had NetSuite, probably could have gotten more money for the companies because we would have been more efficient and more profitable. More than 36,000 companies have already upgraded to NetSuite, gaining visibility and control over their financials, their inventory, their HR, their e-commerce, and much, much more. So here's what you got to do. You got to do this for us, okay? If you've been sizing NetSuite up to make the switch, then you know this deal is unprecedented. No interest, no payments. Take advantage of this special financing offer at netsuite.com/PGA Tour. That's PGATOUR. netsuite.com/PGA Tour, all one word, to get the visibility and control you need to weather any storm. netsuite.com/PGA Tour. Folks, go do it today.
Overall frustrating. Would have obviously loved more out of it. I did a lot of good things. I played great early on, played really, really well. And overall there was parts of the round where I sort of didn't, lost my swing a little bit, didn't feel comfortable, but I hit a lot of good putts, just couldn't convert any chances. And it's very frustrating now. But in time, sort of over the course of tonight, look at the positives of what were and try and move on to tomorrow.
When you say you lost your swing, can you sort of...
You go through phasing your round. Unless you flush it and you shoot a 63, 64, there's times when you're going to, the round ebbs and flows. There was the middle part of the round after I played so well where I started to just sort of hit a couple of waywardish shots. But again, didn't really hit it in any particular trouble, just wasn't right on it. So it's just, overall a combination of everything in the round, but did a lot of good things and had a lot of chances sort of from mid-range that I just, you get on the runs where you hole everything and everything seems like it's going to go in, and today it was the opposite. So one or two more would have felt like a great day, which obviously shows there was a lot of good stuff in there. And that's just what I'll draw on for tomorrow.
Does that make it harder to analyse, Tommy, when there was nothing absolutely obvious that you were...
If you're on the outside looking in, you probably just say it's one of those days, well played, you did a lot of good things. When it's you you're frustrated and you try and look at what you could have done different. But I felt in a really good sort of state of mind, had a good attitude really, and just kept sort of hitting shots and moving forwards. And it was just one of those frustrating days, especially on where there wasn't much wind blowing, and it was pretty soft. It was when you felt like you could get a score. And level par is not a disastrous score. It just feels worse because I felt like I did have chances and I could have built on that. So, it wasn't that bad. I could, it's not like I'm sat here and I've shot five, six over and I was really terrible. So there was a lot of good stuff. And there's still another day to go tomorrow. Tournament's 4 days. It's clearly in Brian's hands. But, for me, going out there tomorrow and playing a lot of the golf that I did today, and you never know, the putts start dropping again and you have a good round and we'll see where we finish.
You still think you can do it?
Of course. It really is down to Brian. Take him out of it, two away from the next best contender. So you go out and you play well and you shoot the best score of the day, then there's one person that's left, and that's the way you've just got to look at it. So a lot of good stuff, and again having Sundays and low rounds to draw on is always something positive. So look at that.
Wouldn't hurt, would it?
A 63, I would probably take that now and sit off and see if Brian beats that, then fair enough.
Yeah. How important is a good start tomorrow, Tommy, to put yourself back in contention?
Yeah, it would be great to get off to a hot start. It really, really would. Just something to get the round going and build on. I actually thought I was going to do that today. I played the first, great. Flushed it down the hole and hit a great putt that burnt the edge. And then the second played great. So I felt like I was really doing, it was the start of a round, and then it just... obviously felt like nothing really happened, and the putter got pretty cold. So again, start well tomorrow and hopefully build on that instead of what was sort of dried out today. And yeah, we'll see.
What was your impression of Brian's round and how he handled having a big lead going into today?
After his start, he did really, really well. Like he hit a ton of great golf shots down the back nine. He was really, very much in control at that point, and impressive to watch. And there was two really good putts he holed. He holed, aside from the birdie ones, he holed a par putt on the seventh and then the par putt on the last. Amazingly, clutch putts to hole at that point that'll feel great for him. So he did great today, and can't fault anything he did. He was great.
So there you have it. It's going to be an exciting finish. We'll all be up very, very early in the morning. It's going to be just a lot of fun. Hope you enjoyed hearing the interviews and enjoy the 151st Open Championship from Hoylake and Royal Liverpool. We are out.